Oregon 97266. So come to my birthday party tonight at 7 and meet my charming sister and find out about her dress blog of 1830s dresses. Okay, pay to play, S&M. If you want to beat my boyfriend, you got to pay. So don't think you can beat Benjamin Pickering without paying first. And if you're into S&M, I don't condemn you.
Mary, okay. Could you stick to the item next in front of us?
All right, AMA. Surgery reversal. Portland police should not be allowed to reverse eye surgery without obtaining medical records and consent. It's a biomedical ethics issue. Historically black colleges. We need historically black colleges. We need to make history now. I went to a historically black college. Look it up. It's important. Okay. Paper the judge. Okay, so we're going to paper the council, then we're going to paper the judge, then we're going to paper the council, then we're going to paper cop watch, then we're going to paper the victims. But when are we going to work together? We need less pejorative terms for everyone. I think everyone, including our magnificent Joe Walsh, need to be on their best behavior, and we really, really need to work together. Some of us are anti-psychiatry. So when you throw around mentally ill, do you consider this hat mentally ill? Will I be locked up by the people who tried to force drug the memories of police brutality from Benjamin Pickering's mind? All right, moving on. We've got police therapy. We need police to have saunas, spas, yoga, massage, childcare, support groups, family leave, paternity leave. We need police who are holistic in their approach towards their own health and well-being so they don't take it out on blind, disabled, or African-American people. So we also need Portland police brutality survivor support groups, and we need that publicized. And we also need this all in sign language and blind accessible, braille, audio tape. I want sign interpreters right there. I think we could turn around the whole nation with some leadership here in Portland. Thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead. Who's next? Go take it away.
You're next.
Go ahead.
Barry.
You're next.
Yeah. Just put your name into the record and let us know what you'd like to say.
I was just going in the order that we were called.
Well, you go ahead then.
Okay. Hi, I'm Barry Joe Stahl. I've been working on police accountability issues for quite some time, and I guess we could find some evidence of that if we did an internet search of my name and we got past all those booking photos for, as I referenced in my earlier testimony, for this raft. That's an insanity, this raft of arrest. And the one of the points that I raised when I was invited to be a Pacific Green Party candidate running for state office through one of the colleagues of mine who did a statement was, Stahl's not a career politician posturing for your vote. He fearlessly tackles government and racist police corruption head on. That was in the year 2000. So it's not quite 14 years ago, but it's getting there. In the meantime, I met with Police Commissioner Saltzman in a private room with one other person who was Patrick Nolan, so I get along quite well with the police. A year ago this time, however, on the 18th of July, I was informed by a Portland police officer that the word is amongst the police that I'm a person that's mentally ill and I threatened to kill a police officer. That's pretty scary. What's scary was that my social worker at the Multnomah County Health Department and my colleagues thought the police were going to kill me. It's in my records with the health department that they were afraid of death by cop. Well, one of the reasons that I'm such a gadfly is on September 1st, 2003, Sergeant, then Officer Boccia Kalupi, knocked on my door, and his partner, Jason Seri, completed the police report, and he noted in there the subject of Stephen Dons came up. Stephen Dons apparently was in a shootout with the Portland police in the 1990s and died in custody as a person that was paralyzed over here in the Justice Center. Officer Seri then went out the door and 6 months later fatally shot and killed the unarmed black motorist James Jahar Perez. Now, some of the police officers and other professionals that I interact with, and I'm educated, I've got a BA in music from Lewis and Clark College. I got an award from Governor Kitzhaber for being an honor student in 1996. Before that, my Supreme Court case, Stahl versus Hoke, I prosecuted myself from the time I filed it to the time the Court of Appeals decision was rendered after the Supreme Court. My colleagues...
Okay, you need to wrap up.
My colleagues are well aware that this is a systemic problem. And it's going to take some systemic changes. And I don't appreciate that Chief Reese characterized me as a person with a mental illness when no healthcare professional that's actually trained is able to do that. So my concern is that they figuratively shoot from the hip and they literally shoot from the hip.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Do you announce me or? Oh, okay, I got on the list. My name is Crystal Elinsky. Just for clarification, for testimony earlier today, I wanted to testify, and there wasn't that. Usually, there's an opportunity after the people on the list that you, one of you, will ask if I think it's the mayor asks if anyone else is interested, and I thought you guys were talking like. Asking questions and answering. I didn't know you were making a vote. And that's why I was like, wait, what about me? So could you just, someone told me just now that works here that you've changed that in the last 6 months. Is that true?
I don't think so, but I may have neglected to ask if there was anyone else. But usually we have a sign-up sheet. We often ask, I don't know if it's required to ask, but we often ask if there's anyone else that wants to speak. So we're trying to give everybody an opportunity, and sometimes we miss it, so my apologies.
Okay, thank you, because I was a bit embarrassed.
But okay.
I could try to tie it in with this issue right now. I guess I would have said this morning, my name is Crystal Elinsky, and I represent 10,000 Portlanders. Statistically random. I guess this is what Lewis and Clark does to you. Yeah, I just have a lot of emotions today because I came to my regular traditional site as I approached this building, and the vigil was gone from its space. And the sort of energy that has come from it has been really hard on me, very hard, and hard on the people that have been trying so hard to make this a better place. And I don't think that's the way to go. I mean, I just saw you last week, and I don't know how it is I didn't know that this was happening. Does someone not give me the memo? Because that was like a week ago. How did things change so quickly? And then I was very happy. I was in a good mood from listening to you speak. And then I got bummed out from listening to you speak. And I just realized I'm just emotional. And I wonder, with all these formalities, we're not transparent enough. We're not transparent, and the Portland Police Bureau is the epitome of that. And the roles that are some of our elected officials and their staff, and I'll say it for a staff member I just met today, the roles you play are ridiculous, and they're getting us nowhere. They're making it worse. I really hope that you can have some time today before your busy meetings or family issues, because I know what family issues are like, Steve Novick, to stop and think about what people are saying when they come up here in their one time a week to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Do you have anyone else?
That's all who signed up.
Oh, and live today, the Portland Police Bureau has a website. You can go and see if everything's just fine.
And Gary McKinnon is the hacker that I forgot the name of, and lunch is at Veggie Grill. It's very good if anyone has American dollars.
Thanks very much. Thanks. No, we're done. Thank you. So any further council discussion before we take up the roll call on the ordinance? If not, then let's have a roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, this looks like a good agreement. I want to thank the mayor, the Albina Ministerial Alliance, and the Department of Justice. And I should also specifically acknowledge our city attorneys. for their good work on this agreement. So I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
This is a pretty historic occasion with the Albina Ministerial Alliance and the Department of Justice and the City Council coming to agreements on some very challenging issues, and I appreciate the leadership of the Portland Police Bureau and the fact that we're not waiting on things that we don't have to wait on, and also that we are doing the process carefully and thoughtfully. I appreciate State Representative Lou Frederick and former State Representative Joanne Bowman-Houdesty giving their perspective, because indeed there are state and federal issues involved as well as those at the local level. What I'm particularly pleased about in this agreement is that we have taken the time to iron through some issues, and Ellen Osanak in the City Attorney's Office is highly commendable and should be lauded for working both with the Department of Justice and the court, and also with the community. And I think that that's an unusual combination, perhaps, in attorneys to be able to work both inside the courtroom and out. And perhaps one of the joys and challenges of being a city attorney as well as a very accomplished lawyer. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this. I know that every member of the council is dedicated to getting it right this time. We cannot fail, and I said that when we established the Office of Equity and Human Rights. We have been through too much as a community, and we continue to have tragedies, and so we cannot fail this time. And so I'm very committed for the remainder of my term in office to work with the Council Coordinating Committee, to work with the community, and to do things in a step-by-step manner, which may seem ridiculously slow at times, but I often find that when you get the process right, the product comes out right too. And so that's why this agreement, this collaborative agreement, is particularly important. I will note that Carla Morelove, the council clerk, read out the correct language in the title of this ordinance. There were a couple of Scrivener's errors, including making sure that we speak about people experiencing mental illnesses and recognizing, as I said, with the housing issues, that it's one person at a time, and indeed it's one police officer at a time. And thank Joe Walsh for taking the time to testify today and give his account of an arrest and a release that went right yesterday. And I, in a very difficult situation, again, outside of City Hall, our security officers and our police officers have done their best to be respectful and to look out for civil rights as well as for everybody, including those who are coming and going. So thank you, Mayor. Aye.
Fish.
I want to join the comments of my colleagues. Mayor, thank you for your leadership. Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your tireless work at the Council Coordinating Committee. That is the essence of what we do in our jobs. It is unglamorous, but you have taken to it and shown your usual zeal for community process and outreach, and so thank you for that. Joanne, thanks for your tenacity on this. I think this actually is something of a watershed today. To have a collaborative agreement, to listen carefully to the comments from AMA leadership about where we are in a continuum. But I think it is important, and I know we are sometimes criticized for this, it is important to mark progress no matter how slow, because progress is towards some goal. And we need to come back and mark progress. And this is a step forward. And I thank you for your leadership in the community. It's been an interesting discussion today. Obviously, a lot of work ahead. The one thing I would ask for follow-up from the Bureau is I'd like to have a better understanding of the pieces of the settlement that have been implemented and a better understanding of what is the oversight of those pieces that have been implemented. So to the testimony, I think that's something on an interim basis the council is going to want to know more about. What's been implemented and what is the oversight as in the interim period to test whether it's actually effective. Aye.
Hales.
This is a good day for peace and justice and for the trust and collaboration that have to be there for those words to be real. So I appreciate the good work that's been done. Ellen, thank you. To our partners at the Department of Justice, you're holding us accountable to a very important piece of work, and I look forward to making it real. This is a heavy and important responsibility for me as the commissioner in charge of the Police Bureau, but it is one that this council shares and a commitment that this council shares. And Commissioner Fritz, I particularly appreciate your diligence on this work. But this is all of us. This is one of the most important functions of city government and one of the most dangerous. And therefore, we have to all take great care to make sure it's done well, done humanely, done with understanding of mental illness, done with understanding of the diversity of cultures and people that our police officers will encounter on the street every day. Chief, I appreciate your good work and your team in making these ideals real in steady progress. As you said, we're here to celebrate not completion but progress, and there is real progress, and I appreciate it, and I think the community does as well. So thank you all, and I'm very proud to vote aye. We have a couple more items left, and in fact, I want to actually take up the regular agenda with asking that both items 724 and 725 be sent back to my office.
Without objection.
Sorry, we're doing something else now. 724 and 725. Hang on, we're doing other things. 724 and 725 need to go back to my office if there's not objection of the council.
Should read their titles.
Read
724,
their titles.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to reimburse Police Bureau overtime costs up to $15,000 for education and enforcement efforts to reduce alcohol service to visibly intoxicated persons and service to minors at Portland bars and nightclubs. And 725, amend City of Portland Accounting Administrative Rule ARC FIN 6.04 accounts receivable to reflect best practices and uphold names of the appropriate bureaus.
So if there's no objection by the council, I'll return both those items to my office. And then we have one more item, which Commissioner Novick has left me instructions for, which I think we can go ahead and take up, and that's 726.
Accept a grant from Portland Development Commission for $3 million and authorize an intergovernmental agreement for the construction of the Killingsworth Phase 2 project.
Rich Newlands is here, I think, to give us an exquisitely brief presentation. And answer any questions that we might have about this.
Rich Nolans from the Portland Bureau of Transportation, filling in for Winston Sandino, the project manager. This is an intergovernmental agreement between PBOT and PDC to fund the construction phase of the final or second phase of the Killingsworth Street Improvement Plan, which you adopted in 2003. It's essentially construction of streetscape improvements, sidewalk widening, crossing improvements, street trees, and the like. Between North Borthwick and MLK Boulevard.
Well done.
Yeah, and 1,000 community members got involved in this project.
Long history, yes.
That's a pretty impressive number right there. Any questions for Rich or for the Bureau on this? Anyone else that wants to testify?
I have Mino signed up.
Okay, then let's take a roll call on 746. I'm sorry, you say you have someone sent?
Yes,
I thought
Mino,
you said no
his
one.
Name.
I'm
yes,
sorry.
Mino, M-E-N-O, who's that?
They here?
Okay.
If not, then let's take a roll call.
Saltzman?
Work. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Great neighborhood project. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Aye. And we are adjourned.